I think what the ILO is doing here certainly is the way to go about managing that change, in that what we're doing, we're bringing together the major players, governments who would be responsible for policies, regulations, legislation, the workers who are actually going to experience, for the most part, some of the most traumatic parts of that change, because they might be the ones losing jobs. They would be the ones who would have to look for new jobs. And, of course, the employers, the businesses, the persons responsible for capital and responsible for investment, because they're the ones who are going to have to, in some cases, abandon major investments that they would have made in certain practices, and now change those all together. And they might be perhaps the most resistant, because they're the ones putting a lot of the money and the effort and so on into their businesses, and you're asking them to change, maybe for some of them, what would have been lucrative practices, lucrative businesses, and you're saying, hey, we don't want you to do that anymore. We want you to change this. And we know there would be resistance. But they're at the table also in this process. And from what I've seen, we're getting more and more buy-in as well.
This meeting that you've been chairing, what is its purpose? What are you hoping to get out of it?
Our meeting came out of a 2013 International Labour Conference here in Geneva. We looked at sustainable jobs, decent work, sustainable development rather, decent work and green jobs. And coming out of that, we are looking at how we can have what we call in the ILO a just transition, how we can transition from the old, if I may call it that, the old economy to a new greener economy, and still ensure that everybody is treated fairly, that everybody has, as I said, the term is a just transition, so that in terms of the workers, they're not losing out in the long run, that our employers, they're not losing out in the long run, and that governments also are poised to, again, not to lose out on their investments and to ensure that there is growth and development for their countries also. So we're managing that. That is what we're doing. We're looking at the conclusions of the 2013 International Labour Conference and developing guidelines. Those guidelines would then be for use by all partners and certainly by other stakeholders as well.
Well, let's take a look then at those guidelines a little more closely. As you've said, one of the aims of this meeting is to develop a roadmap. I don't know if that's putting it too strongly. Mm-hmm. What might be an example of a good practice that the ILO can recommend in this context?
Well, our guidelines, we have been looking, we've broken it down into nine policy areas, because the practices are wide and varied. We're looking, for example, at skills development. So practices there would include, and I referred to it earlier, how we ensure that workers who may have, for some of them, for many years, decades even, would have worked in one particular area. And, you know, they've been accustomed to doing things a certain way. And now we're saying to them, well, we're closing down this part of the factory. So we've got to redeploy you somewhere else, or we're closing this factory altogether. You've got to find new work. So one practice is training those individuals. And with training, we're also emphasizing certification, so that if they can't find jobs in this particular company, which would know them, this company would know them and know some of their attributes. But many of those workers may not have been skilled, may not have been certified at all. Certainly in Barbados, where I'm from, we would have persons who would have worked many years in an area, and their mobility within that company was based on you know, their performance, but they have no certification. They have nothing to take to a new company to say, this is who I am, this is what I've done. So in ensuring that we give them the new skills, we're putting emphasis on certification as well, so that they can now move to another company or move to another country if needs be, move across borders and find jobs, because they have that certification, they have the experience which is certified, and we've also given them some new and perhaps more relevant skills, more relevant to the green economy. So that's one, for me, that's an important best practice that we're articulating.